So to wrap it up, I'll turn to Dan Burgess at the Governor's Energy Office to give us a view overall on the energy and the needs of renewable energy standards and the grid. So Dan, why don't you wrap up this panel for us?
Yeah, great. Thanks, David, and echo everyone else's comments about the incredible staff work and time that's gone into this. So thank you to everyone that has spent a lot of time and to the, everyone that's kind of tuning in and for all the input we received. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the work of our, you know, of the energy sector, as Matt was saying, really does, you know, depend or work closely with the buildings and transportation groups, right? Like the overlap is undeniable, you know, and I think we are fortunate to be in a place where we, you know, we already have a really ambitious renewable portfolio standard requirement for renewable energy that we receive. We're going to double the amount of renewable energy that we're receiving over the next 10 years to 80%, but kind of 80% of what, right, is I think the question that we need to be thinking about, and how aggressive or ambitious will we be on the buildings and transportation groups, specific on electrification. You know, some of the analysis came back, and this is what others have shown too, is it could be a doubling or tripling of the grid. But I think it really depends on how efficient we are with and forward thinking we are on some of our policies, ensuring that we're kind of maximizing the resources that we have on the grid, or new resources that are being put on. I think we need to do that in a the most cost effective and affordable way as well. I mean, I think that, you know, it's a really important piece of what we're talking about. You know, I think we're seeing some of the results from some of the legislation passed last year with some of the procurements that are happening. I don't know about you all, but it's been pretty exciting to look at the newspaper over the summer and hear about all the economic development that's happening in the renewable energy space this summer. And you know, there's more to come on that this fall. And I think, you know, we'll need to be thinking of a group of do we want to, you know, continue to do more long-term contracts? Do we want to focus on specific technologies and look at innovation, you know, whether it's offshore wind, you know, smaller distributed generation, battery energy storage, or other energy storage technologies. Michael mentioned hydrogen. You know, there's a lot of innovative technologies out there that we could be thinking about and are included in some of the recommendations. And I think, you know, overall, the point about the economic benefit, particularly in light of the pandemic, I think is, for me, kind of the jobs workforce piece is going to be a big part and should be at the forefront of our mind as we think about kind of next steps. I will just say that, you know, the energy world, like the, you know, the buildings and transportation world is changing really dramatically. I heard Bruce talk about, you know, from horses to cars as we look towards that new energy future. You know, we're in the middle of a transformation, and I think that having these kind of stakeholder processes or future studies, or at least the nimbleness of our policies to be able to adjust, I think is really important, because technologies will change, costs will decline, new technologies will come on. And I think, you know, having a process or having, you know, the coming change in our mind as we kind of move forward, I think is really important, that flexibility in our regulatory scheme, or advancement in our regulatory scheme, I think are all things we should be thinking about. So I'm excited by the conversation and looking forward to diving in more.
Thanks, Dan. That's great.